leave early tonight, so we're going to go till 8:30. So we're holding a siman Tav Kuf Lamed. That's the first siman in the Chelek Vav. That's what's called a Moed. And we do the sif, and we do the Meshubra on the sif. So over here, happening, there's only one sif, so that's pretty straightforward. Okay, Cholamoyed also make miksas malachis umutzim miksas. So the Shulchan Aruch is not very clear. We'll see as we go along. It says Cholamoyed different than Yomtiv. Certain malachas of the Lamates malachas are prohibited, and certain ones are permitted. Okay, so the Rama says, so how does that work exactly? So the Moss explains how God and that was depends really. The Chum came along and said there were certain things which Chazal came along and defined that it's that what's prohibited and what's not prohibited. Which means, as we'll see, when we get into the Mishavura, that it was a fascinating concept. The Gemara says that it's the Isser Dum Malacha on Cholamoid is the Raisa. The Torah gave it over to the Chachamim to decide what's us and what's mutter. So Masra Hakasim the Chachamim. The Torah gave it over to the Chachamim to decide. So that's an interesting idea that the Torah creating an Isser, leaving it open ended, and the rabbis will decide later on what it's going to be. Okay. Okay, so that's the Shulchan Aruch and the Rama. Comes the Mishavur. So the Mishavur is going to give us introduction. Really, this siman will really function as an introduction to halachas of Cholamoed, and as we go along, it will become much clearer. So the first step, he says that the malachas and mutaris for Cholamoed, heim chamisha. There are five areas where Chazal permitted malach and Cholamoed. So we're starting with this is something which is part of Yom Tov, and it has a chiyuv to be machmer, part of Yom Tov. It has chiyuv. But they came along and they said there are only five areas where they permitted. So these aren't specific malachas, but these are needs which Chazal permitted, or certain types of way it's being done which Chazal permitted. Number one, davar ha'avid im lo yasenavata. If there's going to be a loss, if a person does not do the malacha now, so even though such a malacha will not be permitted on Shabbos or Yom Tov, Cholamoed, Chazal permitted this malacha to be done, the person should not take a loss. Number one. Number two, is Tzarchei HaMoed, something which is needed for Yom Tov, or Cholamoed for Yom Tov. Hainu, Tzarchei Chol Nefesh, and we're going to define that means that there's two levels. Something which is needed for is in conjunction with food preparation is mutar filo maisa umen. It's mutar even if it's done in a way which is there's a professional manner. Kosher kosher breisim and tough kuflam and gimel. Albo short tzarchei moed. Other types of moed needs, be it chol moed or yom tov. Dafke maisa hedya. It's only if it's done in an unprofessional manner. So we'll see that I'm allowed to write in Cholamoid. Writing in Cholamoid is not directly a food need, so I have to write in a way which is not done professionally. So I'm allowed to fix certain items in my home, so depending if it's something which is going to be, if I'm fixing my oven, I might get a different type of pet, so I'm allowed to fix if I'm fixing something else. That's the second area which we permitted. The third area which you permitted is Shopoil Shein Loy Mayor. Chol Chazal said, if you have a worker who doesn't have food, he's allowed to work. He's able to have food, and he's allowed to do any work that he needs to do. So he's allowed to do whatever he needs. So if a Jewish worker is allowed to do work at Cholamoid in order to receive money to buy food for Yom Tov. B'tzarchei Rabim, things which are necessary for the community. And the third thing is, which is done in a way which is unprofessional. Each one of these will be explained as we go along. Okay. So that's the first area which we see. So we see these are extraordinary compared to Yom Tov. Cholamoed is part of Yom Tov. But none of these are going to be permitted on Yom Tov. But they're going to be permitted on Cholamoed. So the five things that are permitted on Cholamoed are something which is davar ha'aved. There's no sechetra on Yom Tov. I can do certain malachas on Yom Tov, but I can't do just something because of the laws. I can't necessarily do it. I can't fix my oven on Yom Tov. I can even though it's Tzarech Ochel Nefesh, Tzarech Ochel Nefesh means the direct food preparation on Yom Tov. It doesn't mean over here it's going to be indirect food preparation, it's also permitted. If a worker doesn't know what to eat, he still can't work on Yom Tov. Tzarech Rabim, I can't, you know, we're not talking about so much life threatening, you know, just the community needs something, so that's Mutar Cholam Moed, it's not Mutar Yom Tov. And my Sehed did a Filul Yachid, if it's done in an unprofessional manner, even for an individual's needs, it's going to be permitted on Cholam Moed. Again, that would not be permitted on Yom Tov.
You were saying inside?
That Mishpura said all those five things written. Yeah. Okay, Behine, we're about six lines into the Mishpura. There are different opinions in regards to the prohibition of doing malach and cholamoy. There are some rishonim would say that the issur of doing malach and cholamoy is only drabbanan. Okay, which is the opinion of the Rambam. The Rambam holds that malach and cholamoy is drabbanan. Means that a rice you're allowed to do whatever you want in cholamoy. But mitzinus the Torah should nikru mikrei kodesh. The Torah does refer to it as it's a time of a holy convocation. It's a time of doing something special. And Bereus Man Chagiga B'Mikdash was a time that certain korbanos were brought in the base of Mikdash. If you have asar b'asiyas malacha, k'nei shal yia k'shar yomosakal shemim kedusha kla. We needed to in some way make this distinct from the average weekday, because it is a special day. So they came along and they prohibited certain types of actions in order to make it clear to you that this is a special day.
And if they wouldn't have done that?
It would be mutter, according to Rambam, would be mutter malach.
No, but I'm saying if they wouldn't have done that, you would have thought it was a weekday. But basically, there's two chalamayids, there's Pesach and Sukkah. Sukkah, you have to eat in the Sukkah, so it's already different. And Pesach, you can't eat chametz, so it's different. So you know it's different.
I understand, but we don't want you to treat it as a weekday.
Oh,
okay. We don't want you to treat it as just a regular weekday. You know, I can do whatever I want, you know. So it's not a regular weekday because you're bringing a korban today, or because the Torah first is a mikra kodesh. So the Torah called it a mikra kodesh. How are you making this holy? I'm walking around totally looking like a weekday. So I said, no. You can't.
So
do
you're
this.
Saying you're saying the fact that you have to eat in the sukkah and sukkahs and eat matzah and pesach and not chametz. Now you don't have to eat matzah and pesach, but you can't eat chametz.
Right,
that wouldn't be enough of a hecker.
Correct.
You're saying.
It wouldn't be enough of a hecker. That wouldn't, because that's not the world of malach.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We come walk with me by Kiyam Tamamish, we kill the Khamish Dorm Hana. But they prohibited certain things, but they didn't want to make it on the same level as Yom Tov, and they permitted these five areas which you just mentioned. So that's the opinion of the Rambam. But there are many opinions which are of the opinion that this prohibition is not rabbinic. This prohibition doing malach and cholamoid is from the Torah. If it's from the Torah, so how are you allowed to permit these things? If it's malach, so all is malach. It's malach. If it's also, but if it's tzarech moid, it's mutter. If it's tzarech rabim, it's mutter. There's no pasuk that says tzarech rabim is mutter. If you tell me it's rabbinic, so they can say, listen, they can create the rules however they want. You tell me that the source is from the Torah, so how do you say it's also? They say, okay, but if, you know, the community needs it, it's mutter. Where does that come from? Now. So that which we gave this list of items which are permitted. We're saying that the Torah gave over to the Chachamim to define what's going to be prohibited. It's also in the Torah, but the Chachamim have a right to define what's prohibited and what's permitted. It's a Gemara, actually. And the Gemara says, this concept of the Chachamim defined it, which means it's a fascinating area. It means the Torah said it's Asur, and it says, you rabbis will decide what yes and what's necessary, what's not necessary. There's one other parallel you find where there's the idea of Moshe Kosh of Chachamim, which means it's Min HaTorah, but the Torah left it. We'll go back to that. There are many things which the Torah left unclear. The Chachamim made drushes. So drushes is not what we're talking about. Drushes is, it means they found somewhere in the Torah that that's what the Torah wanted. And that's not that's obvious. That's part of their power. There's certain things which Chazal enacted to come to Rabbanan. Here the Torah says, you know what? It's us. What's us? You, the rabbis, will get to decide whatever you want. It's up to you. Whatever you want. You want want to say this is also no drushes. There's not any drushes. You get to decide. Period. So that's quite unique.
Yeah.
Right. That there's such a thing. There's a Ramban that says it in another place also. Such an idea. But it is. It's a fairly unique idea. The Chacham made based on what they felt was necessary. Okay. Now, you have to be very careful not to go beyond what the Chazal permitted. So, well, you know, Chazal permitted a lot of things. Let's, you know, let's do whatever you want. No, don't do that. The Omer Chazal, the Chacham said, I'm about this. The person is cavalier with the Moyad days, the Chol Moyad days. The Hanush Oseb had Malacha, can appear to Raja, which means he does Malacha on these days beyond what Chazal permitted. Kilo Oved Avod Chachavim Mazal, it's like you did Avod Azor. Okay, so the Chacham came along and says, like you did Avod Azor, you got to take it seriously. Right, so it's, you know, it's, which one of the challenges of Chol HaMoed is because so many things are permitted, people are not familiar with what's put there, they don't take it seriously, and the Chol HaMoed therefore, but says specifically, we understand that that's not true. This is a very serious error. Number one. Okay, so we've discussed so far the source for the Yisr. We mentioned there are five areas which are permitted, and now he wants to talk about move away from the prohibitions. Let's talk about the positive mitzvahs which are relevant in Chol HaMoed. Come chayv lekabel Chol HaMoed b'michel u'mishnah b'ksus nekiyah. There's a chiyuv to celebrate and give honor to Chol HaMoed by the way the food that you're eating and the fact that you're wearing nice clothing. Shal yinig b'hem minich. You shouldn't act like in a weekday fashion. Umaril lovish hakata shal shabbos. Umaril wore his kapata. He wore his Shabbos coat. Now, he doesn't say you're mechuyev to. He just says it shouldn't be minichel. A person shouldn't walk away in a weekday fashion. So a person can wear nice clothing, but they don't have to sell the Shabbos clothing or yomtiv clothing. He says, but the Maril took it a step further. He wore Shabbos clothing. So a person, Chol HaMoed, shouldn't be walking around in jeans and a polo and a t-shirt. He wants to walk around wearing a weekday suit. He wants to walk around looking nice, respectable clothing. That's fine. That's the ignorant that a person can wear that. That's fine, Chol HaMoed. He says the Maril took it a step further. He went, even went and wore Shabbos clothes. Okay. Va'ainle el b'simin tov kuf kuf tes siv beis v'mishav urishon. The mitzvah is zematuf agecha megarmer koi gam achol amoyd. The mavurishon ketsim b'samcha, which he just had in the last sim, which is in the last chaylik. The mitzvah is a mitzvah yomtiv of celebrating yomtiv, being misameach by yomtiv, of being happy in yomtiv. So we pointed out whether that applies achol amoyd. So I mentioned last night that the Vilna Gaon says that the hardest mitzvah in the whole Torah is the mitzvah of simchas yomtiv. Why? Because the mitzvah simchas yomtiv is a person that's supposed to be in a state of happiness straight for the whole time. So for sukkahs, that's 9 days that nothing can get under your skin, nothing can get you upset. You're supposed to be totally happy for 9 days. So that's the hardest mitzvah in the whole Torah, you see. That which means nothing to get under your skin, nothing gets you upset, nothing makes you gets bothered, nothing bothers you. You're totally happy for 9 days straight. It's the hardest. It's the wilderness. It's the hardest. It's on the Torah.
But I thought that the mitzvah was that you have wine and basar, and that's
the mitzvah. Those are things which Chazal came along and said will enhance your state of mind. So those are things. But I'm going to say it's a state of mind, which Chazal said there are certain actions like many mitzvahs we have. There's the state of mind. There's the spirit, and there's the letter. The specific things which we do is to create a state of mind. So a person walks around with a long face on Yom Tov, and he eats meat and drinks wine, he wasn't there to the mitzvah. Right? He ate his meat and drank his wine, but that's not the point. The point is that should generate, that should make you happy. Right? So you give the person has a mitzvah to give his wife new clothing or jewelry to make her happy. If it doesn't make her happy, well, I gave her the jewelry, so be happy. You know, like, you know, no, mitzvah, you know, so you have to find a way to be happy. And we said over there, so the mitzvah over there is the children you give treats. To women you give new clothing or jewelry. And men, we said there's a mitzvah to drink wine. And possibly the mitzvah said there's a mitzvah to eat meat also. Okay. Kasuk Kardam. The Chalman take it. Now the Kardam Chalman, they say, what about eating? What about washing? You don't have to wash for a meal. Barak the also they sound that you cannot fast on the cholamoy. It is proper to have a meal with bread. There's a mitzvah to have bread by night and bread by day. It's a mitzvah. It's not a chiyuv, and therefore the point he's saying is if a person, what difference does it make between a chiyuv or a mitzvah? So the difference is if you forget yalav yava. So a meal which is a chiyuv, if a person forgot yalav yava, he has to go back. A meal which is a mitzvah, if he forgets yalav yava, doesn't have to go back. So in Rosh Chodesh is a mitzvah to eat a suda. But if you didn't, you know, and you forgot yalav, and therefore if you forgot yalav yava, a person washed, forgot yalav yava, when you bend, it doesn't go back. And repeat birchas amozen. Shabbos, a person forgot to say, or Yom Kippur, a person forgot Yalav Yava, they have to repeat benching. So Chol HaMoed would not repeat, if a person forgot Yalav Yava, a person would not in benching, he would not repeat benching. If he forgot Yalav Yava in Shemon Esrei, he would repeat Shemon Esrei. But it is a mitzvah to do it.
So there's a machlokas in the Gemara, and it's like a, they make a comparison between Pesach and Sukkot, and it comes out that you're only chayav on like the first day.
That's a chiyuv. The rest of the saying is that the chiyuv is not the chiyuv is only on. There's a chiyuv to eat matzah the first night of Pesach. The chiyuv to eat sukkah the first night of sukkah. That's a chiyuv. It's not the mitzvah of matzah, the mitzvah of sukkah. There's a new din called eating on yom. There's a chiyuv to eat on yom. What's the difference on why you're eating? Because we spoke about on Shabbos the chiyuv to eat, but tainus chaloy. Let's say a person had a bad dream. So the chiyuv is the chiyuv evolves from the midst of sinful. In the midst of Oynig, and a person had a horrible dream, and Chazal said the best way to correct the dream is through fasting. For this person, fasting is more pleasurable than eating. So for Tainus Cholom, the only exception is for Tainus Cholom, you're allowed to fast on Yom. However, you have to fast a different fast after Yom for Kapora for fasting on Yom. Right? But otherwise, you would have, it means you're involved in your Siddur's Yom. But you cannot use that din to override the midst of eating matzah the first night or eating in the Sukkah the first night. You could use it to override the midst of eating on Yom. Cholom, you don't even have a chiyuv to do that. But you can't fast either. The human mitzvah lechab de bechila ushtiya mikra chila hulechem. There is a mitzvah to be mechab the day by eating and drinking, and ikra chila is lechem. So therefore, a person should wash. As a person finds that that's very difficult, some people just find that eating bread regularly is difficult to them. You know, a person should have wine every day during the meal. And preferably, a person should have also, Mr. Burr comes out, on Chol HaMoed. There's a custom we call Chol HaMoed trips, right? So people say, where's the really, Chol HaMoed trips really goes under, I think, goes under the umbrella of the concept of being Mesameach the children. And it says over there that you're Mesameach them with their goyzim employers. Nowadays, you don't use a goyzim employers. You don't use giving them nuts and giving them parched kernels of roasted kernels, right? You know, you give them some candy. But it means generating a state of happiness in the family. And for the kids, that's the one, you know, they spending some time with their parents and going on a trip will generate happiness. So it's a mitzvah. Now, the parents, it might be generous the opposite. That's a different problem. So, you know, that's not supposed to be like that either. Okay.
I guess my question was where it says lechachila, you should have the meals on Chol HaMoed by day, by night, and by day. So how does that connect to the fact on Pesach and Sukkot that you're only chayav?
That's a mitzvah of matzah. This is a mitzvah of suda.
Oh.
There's a mitzvah to eat matzah. Over here, another mitzvah to eat matzah. It's a mitzvah to have a suda. Happens to eat alma can have a suda. It's been eating matzah. So I have a mitzvah to eat matzah. But it's not a mitzvah to eat matzah. It's a mitzvah to have a suda.
Okay.
The first night of Pesach, the mitzvah is not to have a suda. The mitzvah is to eat matzah. I mean,
right.
Yeah, eating matzah means having a sukkah. You have to wash.
Right.
But the point is, there's a mitzvah to eat in a sukkah. I'll give you a naftimina. And sukkahs, we'll see. The mitzvah of eating matzah is a kazayas. So the first night of sukkahs is the mitzvah to eat in the sukkah. The mitzvah to eat in the sukkah is a kazayas of bread. Kavis, now what you must eat a meal in the sukkah requires a kavis sukkah. Kavis sukkah is more than a bayit. So if I would want to go the first day of Yom Tov, not the night, ready the next day, eat a kazayas of bread outside the sukkah, I'm allowed. The first night, I have a mitzvah to eat the kazayas of bread in the sukkah. I have a mitzvah to eat kazayas of matzah. In general, Chazal said the definition of a suda always was at least was more than a kebeya. Now, if I want to be yotzei mitzvah to eat a suda, I have to eat more than a kebeya. Right, so we'll see when we get to Hilchos Sukkah. So, according to most sheets, you don't say the bracha of Leishei Basukkah unless you're eating a kebeya of bread. The person wants to eat one kazayas of bread, he doesn't make the bracha of Leishei. Except for the first night, the mitzvah is to eat a kazayas in the sukkah, so you make a bracha of Leishei Basukkah on a kazayas. Right. Another nafkamina is that mitzvah is potter from the sukkah. Mitzvah is not potter the first night. Because there's a mitzvah to eat in a sukkah. A kazayas. So you don't do the sukkah, you eat a kazayas on the sukkah. You don't, even your mitzvah, so what? There's a mitzvah to eat in the sukkah. There's a mitzvah, the rest of Yom Tov eat the sukkah if you're not mitzvah. If you're mitzvah, you're potter. You still have to eat a sukkah, Yom Tov. And Yom Tov is, I'm mitzvah, so I'm potter on sukkah, so I'm not eating any meal. No, I have mitzvah to eat a sukkah on Yom Tov. So I have to go inside and eat a sukkah. Right, so they function independently. I mean, they overlap in most cases, but they function independently.
So, if it's mom's raining hard, the person still put on a raincoat and eat kazayas and then go inside?
Correct. Well, we'll talk about it more when we get to the sukkah. We'll get there. There is an opinion which says that the halacha mitzvah applies, and therefore we don't make a bracha when we eat a kazayas in the sukkah. It also means if it stops raining, so according to one opinion, you were yotze, so you have a chid to go out and eat again. Okay, so based on Chazal saw a necessary sifkat and beis lahat. There was a problem in this community that people were being mekel and chol hamoed too much. They were allowing malachas which were not properly permitted, and they were seeing that people were doing things which are davar aved. So they were saying, okay, well, I can do that. I can do anything. And they were doing anything, and therefore, bar chacham also lehem the migdur milsa. I feel davar aved. So came along a chacham. He says, in order to restart the keeping of the lachas properly, he asked everything. There's no head of davar aved and chol hamoed in this community. In order to get people to understand that there's an issue of malach and cholam, and the cholam macher lahatul lehem. So comes all the chacham says, "Boy, I know what he's doing. He's did, yeah." That once Chazal where once Chazal once a chacham created an issue for a valid purpose, you have no right to undermine that. And that's a general concept which rabbis have to keep in mind. Isav Yerushalmi. Okay, new point. I'm going to be Abba Bar Mamo. Ilo Hoya Misha Yimana Imi. If I would have somebody else who would join me in this decision, Itarti Shi Oisim Malacha B'Cholamoy. I would allow certain malachas which are normally prohibited. I would allow them. What is it? What do I mean? Behind the mechanism, whatever it means, business. Chagava, Dabar Sheinu Malacha Gvor. Someone's not really a malacha, but Chazal asked it. If I would find somebody who would sit in the bezin and train ahead, I would do that. Why? The purpose of this was to create a Yom Tov atmosphere. What's the purpose of Yom Tov? To eat and to drink and have free time to learn Torah. But now they eat and they drink and they just go out and celebrate. So therefore, he says, so we might as well have them do work, productive work already. Right? But being unproductive leads to frivolity, etc., in a way which isn't proper. Actually,
this was an Amara, right?
This was an Amara. He says, but nobody's willing to take that. It's a major step. But he was pointing out, you just get the concept. We don't understand the concept. Because of a kolbo, near me says. So the kolbo, which one of the Rishonim says, therefore we can derive from this. She says, God will bestow your simim malacha. So what's he saying? I'm going to permit malacha because there's a problem with skoik. So you want to find your hierarchy. Skoik is much more, it means, and kolomoy, it's much more problematic being soichek than it is doing malacha. Right? Going and just blowing and having, wasting your time and just doing who knows what, that's more problematic to the chachamim than the fact that the person will be doing malacha. So if I had an option, I would do that. That the person, when he gave Chol HaMoed, his purpose was the person wanted to give us an opportunity to take the emotions we have of the Yom Tov, the feeling of closer to the Kodesh Baruch Hu, our love and our fear from the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and use it as a way to come closer to Kodesh Baruch Hu. So he said, let's take off a week and celebrate together. That's the goal of the Yom Tov. So but I do that by learning his Torah and connecting to him, etc. But therefore I said, don't be about other things, spend time with me. So your father invites you, says, listen, come back, I haven't seen you in such a long time, let's hang out together and spend time together and reconnect. He says, great, I can take off from work. And he takes off from work and he comes and he goes and he does this and he does that, and he spends some time with his father. She says, well, what are you here for? Go back to your job already, you know. So that's what the Rebbe Yerushalmi is saying. That wasn't the point. So this is what some people call this as a source that you shouldn't do Kolomoy trips. Right? They're right and they're wrong. You know, if Chazal said that for a child, how does your child memory of that Sukkot was a special time? Yeah, my father, who never had time for us the whole year, would take off and spend time with us. So you've been conveying in a child's mind that Sukkot is a special time, Chol HaMoed is a special time. So that he'll grow up with an attitude that Chol HaMoed is something special. And as he matures, he'll understand, well, what's special about it, but it's a time when we celebrate. So let's use it properly. And that's how you're going to give it over to a child. You're going to give it over to a child. So, but the problem for an adult is not a challenge. You get back almost to the idea of Chatzin Lachem and Chatzin Hashem concept, which you had in Yom Tov. So you spent half a day for Hashem and half a day like we had yesterday. So it says you should basically spend Tzil Chatzin davening, learning, etc. And then from Chatzin onwards, Mr. Burr says really the proper Yom Tov schedule, Mr. Burr, is to daven, go make a kiddush and eat something quick, then sit and learn for a while, wait till mincha time, daven early mincha, and then spend the rest of the day celebrating Yom Tov. Since when you basically got Chatzin Lachem and Chatzin Lachem, that's how Mr. Burr suggests the preferred Yom Tov schedule. Well, nobody does that. But that really comes to Chol HaMoed. So some people know they're not going to, we don't go, our trips don't start before 12 o'clock. Some people, their trip starts, 5 o'clock in the morning, So, yeah, that's a problem. Because, and then the trip becomes, there's nothing else but the trip. Right? And they get back 11 o'clock at night, you're exhausted, you say you can pitl till them, it's not from me. You say you can pitl till them, and you dive Mara because you missed the minion, and you go to sleep. That's not the point. So you find that it's trying to find the balance. Okay. Okay, so that is all the Mishnah. The Sharetzians, I would love to do some Sharetzians, but because it is, I have to run to a meeting. Say just 34, right? I have to go. Normally, we try and get some of the Sharetzians in, and also sometimes we're lucky. So that's where we're at. Okay.